Missing men on campus. Women worked hard throughout much of the 20th century to gain fair representation in college classrooms. But just as we began to celebrate the fact that women were achieving parity in the classroom, a troubling phenomenon started to become evident. Men of traditional college age were increasingly checking out of higher education. According to US Department of Education statistics, the proportion of bachelor's degrees awarded to males has dropped from 51% in 1980 to 44.9% in 1996. And this trend applies to men across the country and in every category of ethnicity and race. This potential crisis is well below the radar screen of educators and the public alike. Historically, college campuses have been laboratories for civic engagement, a setting where students can acknowledge and honour each other's voices, and a place where they can experiment with, recognise and practice community values. It does not bode well for the future of our nation if males are absent from this training ground. Why aren't more young men seeking a college degree? Some question whether our primary and secondary education systems, now dominated by female educators, are designed for female success and male disengagement. High school graduation rates for males are now lower than for females. And as family structure has changed, more children are growing up in single-parent households where the father, a male role model, is absent. A slice of this trend may also be attributed to a booming economy and a technology revolution that has provided unprecedented high income opportunities for those without a college degree. More men than women are opting for these jobs, but will these well-paid technology wizards be prepared for what the development of new technology may imply? Business leaders already have cause for concern. We really get in trouble when these techies, who have had no broad-based education, get promoted into managerial roles. They just can't handle the complexities and generally quit. In contrast, a typical college education requires students to take courses beyond the hard sciences to help build these essential writing, speaking, and interpersonal skills. We need to recognise that this growing imbalance in colleges is a serious issue and not just an insignificant statistical anomaly. The trend has been building for decades. While we must continue to support the advancement of women, we must also foster support and a climate of expectation for young men to create a society of equity. We need to ask a critical question. Do boys learn differently from girls? If they do, what are the implications for our classrooms? How can we respond to the needs of boys and also to the needs of girls who may have a different learning style? Adapted from the Washington Post, Sunday, January 16th, 2000.